He came early from school because he is
skipping
or
no, sick.
What about if you said you heard somebody was in the hospital and say, well, you know, I just saw him yesterday, he was looking great. When was it he
got sick?
He is sick now, but he will be well again
soon.
Someone got overheated and chilled, and his eyes and nose started running. You say he
is sick,
or like this happened last Sunday, and last Sunday he, what, a cold?
Caught.
If it affected a person's voice, he would be
hoarse.
And I've got a little
cough.
I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
weak, sick.
Or
I was sleepy.
At 6 o'clock, I'll
wake up.
He's still sleeping. Better go
wake him up.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you blanked your medicine?
Taken.
And the patient might answer, I blanked some yesterday and I'll blank some more later.
I took some yesterday and I'll take some later.
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
deaf.
If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he blanked a lot in the hot sun.
Slept?
Sweat.
He worked a lot.
What if you say you've been working really hard and you have your wet shirt and you say, golly, look how much I
sweated.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I guess so.
What about if you're just walking outside, you know, if you had to walk from here to, or to your house, say, what would you say?
You're
going like this. I sure am.
Sweating. Yeah.
A discharging sore that comes to a head on your arm or your neck or somewhere.
Boil.
And the stuff that comes out of it.
Pus.
If you, you say, a bee stung me and my hand.
Got swollen.
It's still pretty badly
swollen.
But if it doesn't get affected, it probably won't
swell
much more. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is
I don't know, water.
Somebody got shot or stabbed, and you'd say you got a doctor to look at the
wound.
When a wound does not heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum. It's what?
Gangrene.
Have you ever heard it called proud flesh?
No.
If you get just a little cut on your finger, you might put some brown liquid that stings on it. What is that liquid?
I don't know.
Have you ever looked on a salt box and it says it contains
iodine?
This is stuff that used to be a tonic for malaria. Sometimes it comes in pill form, sometimes it comes in white powder form. We don't hear much about it now, except in a certain kind of water.
I don't know.
Kind of bottled water. Actually, what it is, it's the tonic in a gin and tonic.